Chapter 18. The Weighing of the Ones. When Harry woke up on Sunday morning, it took him a moment to remember why he felt so miserable and worried. Then the memory of the previous night rolled over him. He sat up and ripped back the curtains of his own four-poster, intending to talk to Ron, to force Ron to believe him, only to find that Ron's bed was empty. He had obviously gone down to breakfast. Harry dressed and went down the spiral staircase into the common room. The moment he appeared, the people who had already finished breakfast broke into applause again. The prospect of going down into the Great Hall and facing the rest of the Gryffindors, all treating him like some sort of hero, was not inviting. It was that, however, or stay here and allow himself to be cornered by the Creevy brothers, who were both beckoning frantically to him to join them. He walked resolutely over to the portrait hole, pushed it open, climbed out of it, and found himself face to face with Hermione. "Hello," she said, holding up a stack of toast, which she was carrying in a napkin. "I brought you this. Want to go for a walk?"
"Good idea," said Harry gratefully.
They went downstairs, crossed the entrance hall quickly without looking in at the great hall, and were soon striding across the lawn toward the lake where the Durmstrang ship was moored, reflected blackly in the water. It was a chilly morning and they kept moving, munching their toast as Harry told Hermione exactly what had happened after he had left the Gryffindor table the night before. To his immense relief, Hermione accepted his story without question.
"Well, of course I knew you hadn't entered yourself," she said when he'd finished telling her about the scene in the chamber off the hall. "The look on your face when Dumbledore read out your name. But the question is, who did put it in? Because Moody's right, Harry. I don't think any student could have done it. They'd never be able to fool the goblet or get over Dumbledore's—"
"Have you seen Ron?" Harry interrupted. Hermione hesitated.
Yes, he was at breakfast," she said.
"Does he still think I entered myself?"
"Well, no, I don't think so. Not really," said Hermione awkwardly.
"What's that supposed to mean, not really?"
"Oh, Harry, isn't it obvious?" Hermione said despairingly. "He's jealous."
"Jealous?" Harry said incredulously. "Jealous of what? He wants to make a prat of himself in front of the whole school, does he?"
"Look," said Hermione patiently, "it's always you who gets all the attention. You know it is. I know it's not your fault,"
she added quickly, seeing Harry open his mouth furiously.
"I know you don't ask for it, but, well, you know, Ron's got all those brothers to compete against at home, and you're his best friend and you're really famous. He's always shunted to one side whenever people see you, and he puts up with it, and he never mentions it. But I suppose this is just one time too many."
"Great," said Harry bitterly. "Really great. Tell him from me I'll swap any time he wants. Tell him from me he's welcome to it. People gawping at my forehead everywhere I go."
"I'm not telling him anything," Hermione said shortly. "Tell him yourself. It's the only way to sort this out."
"I'm not running around after him, trying to make him grow up," Harry said so loudly that several owls in a nearby tree took flight in alarm. "Maybe he'll believe that I'm not enjoying myself once I've got my neck broken, or—"
"That's not funny," said Hermione quietly. "That's not funny at all."
She looked extremely anxious.
"Harry, I've been thinking. You know what we've got to do, don't you? Straight away, the moment we get back to the castle?"
"Yeah, give Ron a good kick up the—"
"Right to Sirius. You've got to tell him what's happened. He asked you to keep him posted on everything that's going on at Hogwarts. It's almost as if he expected something like this to happen. I brought some parchment and a quill out with me."
"Come off it," said Harry, looking around to check that they couldn't be overheard, but the grounds were quite deserted. "He came back to the country just because my scar twinged. He'll probably come bursting right into the castle if I tell him someone's entered me in the Triwizard Tournament."
"He'd want you to tell him," said Hermione sternly. "He's going to find out anyway."
"How?"
"Harry, this isn't going to be kept quiet,"
said Hermione very seriously.
"This tournament's famous, and you're famous. I'll be really surprised if there isn't anything in the Daily Prophet about you competing. You're already in half the books about you-know-who, you know, and Sirius would rather hear it from you. I know he would.